Your work in human services is unique in many ways. You may be in the role of a caregiver, role model, teacher, nurse, listener, or main support. Sometimes it becomes hard to define relationships, especially when you support a person for an extended time. Here are some of the things that help define the relationship between staff and the people you support. Time. The time you spend with individuals is time that is paid, scheduled, and allotted based on the individual's needs. Location. The location where you spend the time with people is based on their needs or services. You may be supporting them in a work setting or in their home. It becomes especially challenging when you are supporting individuals in their home, as it doesn't always feel like a work site. Expectations. While you are at work, there are expectations of things that are to be done. Responsibility and liability. Unlike traditional relationships, you have a responsibility to keep the individuals you support safe, as well as follow the service arrangements in their plan. You also have a sense of liability. You and your company are responsible for the individual's safety and care. Power. You have a lot of power over the relationship. You can quit when you want to, literally hold the keys to the person's access to the community, and are often in charge of helping make the person's food and complete their personal cares. Keep in mind that you are working for the person and acting based on their choices and preferences at all times.